Haseena Begum has a few light moments with her family as they scrape by with basic supplies in this relief camp. They left their village when it was flooded and now share a room with 20 people. She says they had to wait 4 days before being given some food. They left all their belongings at home and don't know when they can return.
We go through the same thing every 1 or 2 years. We lose all our belongings. We have to work hard again and rebuild everything, only to lose them again to floods. This is our life.
Heavy rains continue to lash Assam state, impacting 500,000 people. Many have left. Some waded through rising waters, others used rafts. Floods have devastated hundreds of villages.
The Brahmaputra is one of the longest rivers in the world and main source of water for this region. It often floods during monsoon. What's concerning is that the rains have come early and are more intense for this time of year. In many parts of the state, this river is flowing above danger levels.
Rescue efforts are underway. At least 50,000 people are in relief camps, while military helicopters are dropping basic supplies for the thousands still stranded. Landslides have blocked major roads and rail links, cutting off some of the worst hit areas in southern Assam.
The water level keeps rising every day. The people here are in a difficult situation. There are concerns about food, water and shelter. We are not getting the kind of relief that is needed.
Weather forecasters expect heavy rains to continue over the next few days, causing more damage and challenging rescue efforts. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Guwahati in Northeast India.